for giving customer service a call. My name is Mia. How may I assist you?
Yes, I was calling in reference to a purchase that was made on my credit card that was unauthorized by you guys.
I'd be more than happy to look into it. One brief moment. That first and last name along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
First and last name is Demir Terry. The billing address is 1174 Cherry Lane, Beecher, Illinois, 60401.
Thank you for that information. So, yes, sir, reviewing the account. Let's see. Alrighty, so yes, reviewing the account shows that there was a smartwatch bundle that was purchased on the 30th of January for the shipping and handling charge of $11.94. Do you recall making a purchase for that smartwatch bundle?
Yeah, for the only for the smartwatch and protection plan. Now, the smartwatch was only actually I had to pay for shipping, and then I added the protection plan was $3.99.
Okay, so with you making a purchase for that product, 24 to 48 hours of that purchase, that was a pre-authorized charge. If the account was not canceled, then that $56.95 would apply to the account, and you receive a value of a $125 gift card to order more items off the website. If you wish to continue, it will be the same price each month.
No, I didn't order that.
It was a pre-authorized charge. Now, I can most definitely go ahead and get the account canceled for you because I do understand you wish not to continue on with the subscription. You will be receiving an email confirming the cancellation of the account within the next 24 to 48 hours. I have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
Okay, so is that refunding that $56 charge?
We can provide you a 35% refund.
Why is it 35%? Click on it to... For the bundle, which it was only advertised that I would get this, and after paying for the shipping, and I added the protection plan on there, and then so it's all these other pop-ups or whatever. I didn't pick any other pop-ups.
Yes, sir. It was a pre-authorized pop-up. So along with that account being created, if the account was not canceled within a sufficient time frame, then the charge will come out of the account, and it would send you that email.
There was no email for that, and
okay,
I only agreed that the paying for the shipping for this, and what account will be created because I only ordered just the only paid for the shipping for the smart watch and the protection plan.
Okay, yes, sir. The account was created to locate your information, so that's what the account is meaning on our end. But, yes, sir, I did go ahead and cancel the account, and the highest that we can meet you is with the 50% refund, sir.
No, those are deceptive practices that you guys are doing because if I didn't authorize that, I'm under the impression that I'm ordering a watch and a protection plan, and then now you're saying, well, this was supposed to be sent to me. You had to look up my information, so I ordered a plan to look up my information. I never had any account.
No, sir. It was nothing with no lookup information or anything. When you order something, that automatically creates an account with any company, so, you know, we can locate the customer whenever they call in, you know, based off the product that they ordered. So that's what we mean by account. You never had an account with us until you ordered that, you know, smartwatch bundle. Now, I'm sorry if terms and conditions did go unnoticed, but I did express the information. If this account was not canceled within a 24 to 48 hour time frame, then that pre-authorized charge will come out of the account, meaning that it was already agreed to when that information was, you know, enrolled into to complete the transaction. If the account was not canceled, then that charge will come out of the account. The email will be sent to you. And if you wish to cancel, you'll have to call in, you know, as you're doing right now. So I canceled the account. You're still receiving the product that you ordered, and we can do you that 50% refund, Mr. Terry.
Okay, that's fine. But did you guys send me? I didn't get an email from you guys in reference to this.
The email was sent around the 3rd.
I didn't receive it.
Okay. So, yes, sir, I did cancel your account, and the findings will fall back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. I have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
What is it?
C as in Charlie, 258-896-176.
And what is your name?
Amia, A-M-I-A.
Do you have a employee ID number?
004.
Okay.
All righty. Thanks for calling customer service. You enjoy your day.
You too.